You two people were playing house. You were not married, but you had joint bank account. You had a child together.
An ex takes more than his share.
I didn't want to start over with nothing.
Well, but you're asking her to do the same thing.
Yeah.
That doesn't impress me.
But is she just as unfair?
What you are suggesting is that he took your things. He says, I paid for them too.
I think they're our things.
Right.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 23-year-old Destiny Edwards is suing her former live-in boyfriend, 22-year-old Stephen Oakes, for the return of appliances and furnishings he took with him when he moved out.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 345 on the calendar, the matter Edwards versus Oakes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Miss Edwards, you and Mr. Oakes have a child together. You lived together for a period of time. According to your complaint, when you separated, he moved out, and he moved out and took some property that belonged to you.
Yes.
He said he did move out, and he took property that belonged to him. So you tell me what property of yours you think he took.
We had a washer and dryer.
Washer, dryer.
A whole bedroom set, TV, and a couch, a love seat. There was a kitchen table.
Kitchen table.
And that is it.
And what was left in the house?
My son's crib and changing table.
Anything else?
He left part of our bed.
What part?
The mattress.
Okay, so let's start with, how long did you and the defendant live together?
18 months.
And during that 18-month period, were you working?
I worked the whole time.
And was he working?
Yes.
What kind of work did you do?
I work at a tanning salon, and I serve at two different restaurants.
And what kind of work do you do?
A press operator.
And was it the business of your household that your money was pooled? Did you put it in a joint account, or did you each have a separate account?
We've shared an account.
And did you each put your paychecks into that account?
Yes.
Yep.
And it was from that paycheck that you paid bills and necessary things?
Correct.
And when you moved in together, was it during that time that the washer-dryer was purchased?
Yes.
Was it during that time that the bedroom set was purchased?
Yes.
And the TV?
Yes.
And the couch and love seat?
Yes.
And the kitchen table?
Yes.
So what you are suggesting is that he took your things. Why would you think they're your things?
I think they're our things.
Right. Better. They're our things.
Correct.
Now, what happens is, you know, when there is a marriage, people have lawyers, they divide property, and they both go on their way. You two people were playing house. You were not married, but you had joint bank account. You had a child together. That's everything else other than being married. So now you're coming in here, and you want me to figure out whether you get the washer, he gets the dryer, because it all came from the one pool of money. You all agree with that, that you were both putting in. I don't care who was making more and who was making less. It really doesn't matter. You were pooling your money like a married couple. Okay. Do you think, Mr. Oakes, that you took more of the furniture than half?
Yes, I'd say so.
Why?
Because I didn't want to start over with anything.
What?
I didn't want to start over with nothing.
What, but you're asking her to do the same thing?
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you, Mr. Oakes, that doesn't impress me. So this is what we're going to do. Either the two of you are going to be able to decide within the next 5 minutes how to divide up this property, or I'm going to do it and you may not like my division. Do you understand?
There's nothing that we can agree on because I don't have the furniture.
I don't believe you.
I sold it on Craigslist.
Let me tell you something. Who is this?
This is my uncle.
Your nephew's a liar. And I don't know how much input I would want a liar to have in the day-to-day contact with my child. I don't believe you.
Okay.
Maybe you sold some of it. That I might believe. Do I believe you sold everything that you took? The answer is no, I don't. So you have a brother? Is your brother his father or his mother your sister?
His mother's my sister.
Where is she?
Ohio.
She's in Ohio. She's not going to be proud of seeing this tape. You want to know why? Because I said to Miss Edwards, this wasn't all your property. And you said he took my stuff. I said to her, it's not your stuff. You were playing house, you put things together. His breaking up that household, but you made a child together. You tried to do things in a civilized way. You agree with that, don't you? I'm speaking to you.
Yes.
Because you made a child together. Stand up over there. Because you made a child together, right? So you don't want to be a bum.
Right.
I don't care whether you're hurt, whether you think she has a new guy or you have a new girl. It doesn't matter. You don't want to be a bum. How many children do you have?
Me? 2.
How old are you?
22.
22. He's getting close. He's on the cusp, the bum cusp. What? Tried to do everything right, but it didn't work out. So what you say is they put erasers on a pencil for a reason. I want to be a good father to my child. I don't like you anymore. You don't like me anymore, but let's be civilized. And the other thing that you do is you don't come in and you lie, especially without anything in front of you, like a receipt from Craigslist, like an ad from Craigslist, like a person you sold it to. Do you understand?
I do.
Then you're a lying bum. Now, do you get child support from him?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
We're in process of getting it done.
Good. I'm going to help you with that. Who do you work for, Mr. Oakes?
Luke, USA.
Do you have his social security number?
No.
Social security number?
230.
We'll get that to you just in case they need it for your child support proceeding. Are you paid every week or every 2 weeks?
Every week.
Are you paid for a 40-hour week or any more than a 40-hour week?
If I work overtime, I get paid more.
Last year, how many hours of overtime did you average a week?
I couldn't even remember. If I can...
What was your paycheck 2 weeks ago before holiday?
Tell you the amount?
Yes, the amount. Not what color the paycheck was or what bank it was drawn on. I want the amount. You see, this is going to get painful. Now you can sit down.
Probably about a grand.
Not probably about a grand. How much was your paycheck?
Ballpark a number for you.
No, I don't want a ballpark number. I said, how much was your paycheck? Week before the holiday.
The holidays.
Yeah. Plus, there's holiday. You're not working holiday, you know. So I figure I'd take a week right before the holiday.
Say $1,100 then.
$1,100. And was that with overtime or without?
More than likely with.
What do you mean more than likely with? Without overtime, what do you make?
Normal 40-hour week, probably 7.
So it would be a fair statement that you work overtime regularly.
Not normally.
Who are you living with now?
My uncle.
This one?
Correct.
Who does he live with?
Himself.
Just alone?
With me.
Got it. So that should be helpful to you in getting child support. You just go garnish his wages because suggest to the judge that if the judge cares, this judge doesn't think he's going to voluntarily pay anything. Just zip it right out of his pay. Voila. Now, you charge him rent?
No.
Stand up. Even better. I'm going to help you out here. When did he move into your house? Month and year?
Oh, well, this year he moved in, and he's been there about 3 months.
Is that when he moved out of your house 3 months ago? Had he ever moved into your house before?
He's lived with us before, yes.
Who's us?
Me and my wife.
So you live with your wife?
Yes.
What do you mean? What do you... That was a hesitation there. Do you live with your wife or not?
Yes.
This is his wife.
Do you live with him?
Yes. I do.
Perfect. Perfect. You remember when he moved in with you?
Yes, I do, ma'am.
What did he come with?
What did he come with?
Just don't think about it. Don't think about it. Just answer. What did he come with?
The day he moved in, he came with a washer, dryer, couch, love seat, table, and a big dresser and mirror.
And where did he put it?
In my husband's shed.
All of it?
Yes, ma'am.
And you saw him put it there?
Did I see him put it there? Yes, ma'am, I did see him put it there.
Do you know what happened to it?
Ma'am, I do not know what happened to it.
Is it still there?
Is it still there? No.
Did you ever hear him have any conversation about selling it?
They won't talk to me because I have a different of opinion about everything, and they know better because they just know better.
Great. Have a seat.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't deserve her. Women's need to nest is so desperate sometimes. It's really a shame. Oh, by the way, does he pay rent in your house?
Yes, he does.
Rent, how much?
I think he pays my husband like $100, $150.
Is that right?
He does help out, yes.
No, not. I didn't ask you to help out. I said, does he pay you rent every month, and in what amount?
Not directly, though.
Not directly. What does he do?
He will give me some money off and on.
So he does not pay regular rent?
No.
Great. So when you go to court and he says he pays his uncle rent, get the tape and say, no, he doesn't. Doesn't pay any rent. So he's got lots more money to give for the support of his child. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, does he have a car?
Yes.
What kind of a car?
It is a 2013 Chevy Cruze.
2013 car?
That I put the down payment on.
I just told you, women have a grotesque need to nest. So sometimes they pick wounded, clipped wings, ugly birds to nest with, turkeys. Don't always understand it. Don't understand it. And I assume when he left, he also took the car.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Of course he took the car. Okay. All right, Mr. Roakes. So now you're going to tell me something that I'm going to believe. You sold the furniture on Craigslist.
Correct.
Great. Now I believe you. Now I want you to tell me how much you got for it.
$1,500.
That's what she gets, $1,500. Thank you very much. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Fell in love, fell out of love.
Well, when you cheat on somebody, you know.
Things happen.
There's just no going back after that.
And there's nothing I can do about it now.
I hope he mans up and starts doing what he should do for his kid.
Try to be a better parent and not make the same mistakes I did already.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Carranza versus Foley. Step forward.
Tony Carranza is suing dog owner Mara Foley for injuries she received when Mara's Malty Poo attacked her.
Ms. Carranza, your claim is that the defendant's dog bit you. I assume this was the dog?
This actually is not the dog.
She has two dogs.
She has two dogs.
What was the color of the dog that bit you?
It was a white dog.
Why did you bring that dog?
This is actually the dog that did bite her.
She said not. Why didn't you bring the other dog?
Because that's not the dog that bit her.
Yeah.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I saw her stomping at them, and I saw her bite at her leg, and then she starts flipping out. I don't have insurance, blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at this injury, if you will, and I'm thinking, I don't think you need insurance for a Band-Aid or Neosporin.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tony Carranza says dog owner Mara Foley owes for injuries she received when Mara's Malty Poo bit her.
Well, so now we've established that your dog bit her. Isn't that easy? Perfect. Whether it's this dog or another dog, she has acknowledged that her dog bit you. She's going to tell me what her defense is to your lawsuit in a moment. When did it happen?
It was October 8th. Approximately 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Where?
On her street, right in front of her house. I was on the sidewalk.
What were you doing there?
I was walking to my car.
What had you been doing on the street?
I was attending my class. I go to RCC. It's a community college. I go there twice a week.
And what happened?
As I was walking by her house, I did hear the dogs barking. I didn't pay attention because they were inside the house. As I got almost to the next door neighbor's house, the dog came from nowhere, just came out of the front door, the screen. Both of them came out. And from behind, the dog just attacked my foot. And when the dog attacked my foot, I screamed, I grabbed my foot. And when I did that, she grabbed onto my leg, my other leg. And at that point, she came running out after the dog. And she was yelling, Maddie, Maddie. And she's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Okay, so she was calling Maddie.
Maddie.
What are the dog's names?
Maddie and Max.
And Maddie is a girl?
Yes, she is.
And Max is the boy?
Yes, he is.
Now, without my making a physical inspection, is the dog that you're holding a boy or a girl?
She is a girl.
This is the girl?
Yes.
Go ahead.
When she ran out, she said, oh my gosh, did she bite you? And I said, yes. I rolled up my pant, and I still have the scar to this day. I rolled up my pant, I showed her where the bite was, and she's like, oh my gosh, she's never done that. And I said, well, she did it today. She said, is there anything I can do? I said, I don't have insurance. I need to know if these dogs have their shots because I don't want to get rabies. And she said, oh yes, she has her shots, she has her shots. I said, okay, that's fine. I said, the only thing you can do is give me your name and number in case anything comes up, which she did. After that, I walked to my car. When I got home, my leg started swelling. I cleaned it up the best I could. Didn't go to the hospital because I don't have insurance. So.
Or to the doctor?
I did not go to the doctor, no.
Or to emergency care?
No, I did not.
Or anything?
No.
Okay. Did you take photographs of it?
I did.
I'd like to see the photograph.
I have photographs of both injuries. That one is my foot. You could see the puncture. It's kind of not the greatest picture. And that's my leg. I have several more. I don't know how many you would want.
But, I'll see all of them.
That's the scar that's still left.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now my dog has a record. If anything happens, I would have to put my dog to sleep. She has put my family through a lot of emotional distress with this.
She's done nothing to your family, madam. If your dog bites somebody else, that's your problem.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tony Carranza says, dog owner Mara Foley owes for injuries she received when Mara's Maltipoo bit her.
Now, this one I can't see. This one I can't see, but I see that. Okay, so that's what I can't see.
The other picture, if you look, it's really hard to see. It's a puncture wound, and it's just a dark color on my heel. But that one was actually the one that gave me the most problems. 3 weeks later, it was sore. It was still hurting me, and I didn't even realize there was a puncture wound until I kept feeling this pain.
Okay, anything else you want to tell me?
I did send her a letter asking her, a certified letter, that she refused. She never acknowledged, never picked it up.
Okay, go ahead.
Would you like me to just recount my perspective?
Yeah, that's what I want you to tell me. October 8th, 1 p.m.
Okay, well, I go home every day from work for lunch to let my dogs out in the backyard. That day, I really had to use the ladies' room, so I ran into my house. And as I was letting them out back, I noticed that they actually got out the front. Once I went chasing after them, because I don't want my dogs out in the front yard without a leash, of course. And especially, we just adopted the other dog, so I felt very uncomfortable, especially that one without the leash. So I ran
outside. What color is that dog?
It is brown on the top and then underneath gray. Okay. So when I ran out there, I saw her right on my property and yelling at my dogs and stomping at them and ended up stepping on Maddie's tail. And then Maddie freaked, of course. And I saw her bite at her leg, and then she starts flipping out. I don't have insurance, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, I'm looking at this injury, if you will, and I'm thinking, I don't think you need insurance for a Band-Aid or Neosporin, but whatever.
Yeah, she was bitten by your dog. That's a frightening experience.
Of course. But, and I said, is there anything I can do for you? I'm so sorry. This has never happened before, just as she said. And she said, I don't have insurance. And has she had her rabies vaccine? I said, oh, of course. I mean, we take care of our dogs as if someone would take care of their babies. So I said, what can I do for you? And she said, you can give me your number. I did. I never heard from her. A week later, I had to quarantine my dog. Now my dog has a record. If anything happens, I would have to put my dog to sleep. She has put my family through a lot of emotional distress with this.
She's done nothing to your family, madam. She reported the fact that your dog bit her, which she should have, because if your dog bites somebody else, that's your problem.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, what I would have said is, I'm looking at it and it doesn't look like a terribly serious wound to me, but if you have no insurance, here's the name of my doctor. Please go to my doctor. We will take care of the bill, whatever that bill is. Go make yourself comfortable that there's nothing wrong with your leg. That's what I would have done. And if your dog bites somebody else, yeah, they have to put the dog to sleep, because that's what you do to a dog that bites other people when their owners are irresponsible and let their dogs out so that they can attack other people. That's what has to happen. And it's not the fault of the dog. I mean, somebody taught this dog, somebody energized this dog at a certain point in their life so that it bit. But it's your fault. If you had to use the ladies' room, then you have to make sure the door is closed. That's your negligence. That's not her negligence. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. Now you're on notice. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank
you. Parties are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She was at fault. She should have secured her dogs better. And it was more than just a little bite.
For the fact of 3 weeks, when I looked at it, it was barely a scratch. There was no blood,
which you can tell by the pictures.
And then all of a sudden, these bloody pictures come up.
But I guess if you're not on the receiving end, you wouldn't feel the same as I did.
To make sure my dogs are inside the house at all times.
As a dog owner, she should be responsible for her animals. And that's what it boils down to.
And if I have to go to the bathroom, make sure that door is closed behind me, regardless of how bad I have to go.
It is. If you're going to have animals, whether it be a dog or cat, you need to own up. If they hurt somebody, it's your responsibility.